rest of the story. Guests at the Cadillac Hotel were still sound asleep in the rainy pre-dawn dark of June 4 when the commotion started out in the street. Some thus awakened threw open their windows. There at the intersection of Grand River Avenue and Washington Boulevard stood two men. They were talking animatedly, their voices echoing in the empty streets. They knew each other, that was clear, but one kept saying, "Jim, go back and get such and such," and the other kept answering, "Yes, but let's bring this or that while you're at it." And on the way, the fellow named Jim had his bicycle with him, and the other fellow was riding a quadricycle. Now, you'd had to have gone down the street a few blocks and back in time a few years to appreciate the rest of the story. You see, Hank and Jim had actually built this quadricycle in the little brick shed behind Hank's house. It was sort of funny, too, because when they had finished, and only when they'd finished, they realized that the door wasn't big enough to get the quadricycle through it. Like building a boat in your basement, you know, they couldn't get their quadricycle out of their garage. So, waited from tinkering all night, grabbed an axe, and started bashing in the brick wall around the door until the opening was large enough to accommodate his creation. And then Hank and Jim went out for a spin. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, in the rain no less, down Bagley Avenue and over to Grand River, then to Washington Boulevard, where the quadricycle, with no hint of its intention, suddenly broke down. Now that's what the two men were talking about in the middle of the street outside the Cadillac Hotel. Hank was telling Jim to pedal his bike back to the shed, get a new spring to replace the sprung spring, and Jim was asking if he should bring anything else and so on. Pretty soon guests at the hotel were putting on their trousers and stumbling down to the lobby and out to the curb to see what in the world. And to those who woke up and did that, the inconvenience would prove to be worth it, for they alone could tell their grandchildren that one rainy dark night in the late spring of 1896, they awakened to a most remarkable sight, just as a nation stood poised at the dawning of a new era of transportation. For the racket echoing through the streets of Detroit that morning was more than human voices. It was a tiny internal combustion engine attached to a frail framework with a bicycle seat and four wheels. What Hank and his assistant, Jim Bishop, called a quadricycle. Now, you think you're way ahead of me, don't you? Well, as surely you must now have guessed, Hank Ford's first automobile, Henry Ford's first automobile, was out that morning for its very first ever historic drive. And now you'd... Oh, one thing more. Something else was born that night. Something else was wrought by Henry Ford's own hand that night. When he bashed out the brick wall in his shed, he created the first anywhere garage door. And now you know the rest of the story.